Hello, and welcome to the inaugural recording of Bulls by the Bay Weekly News Update. I'm Karen Neesmith, Director of Community Relations, bringing you the latest news this week from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Today is February 3rd, 2025. For our first story, USF receives a $2.2 million donation from the Cigar City Brewing founder. Joey Redner, founder of Cigar City Brewing, and his wife Jennifer have generously donated $2.2 million to USF. Half of this contribution will support the construction of a new on-campus stadium on the Tampa campus. The remaining funds will bolster the Brewing Arts Program, a 23-week online course based at our St. Pete campus designed to prepare participants for careers in the craft brewing industry. This investment will provide students with expanded learning opportunities and hands-on training in a dynamic local field. Our next story is a partnership with South Korea's Sungkyunkwan University. USF's MUMA College of Business has initiated a strategic partnership with South Korea's Sungkyunkwan University, known as SKKU. Recently, a group of prospective SKKU students visited the Tampa Bay area, including a visit to the FinTech Center at the Kate Tiedemann School of Business and Finance at the USF St. Pete campus. This collaboration aims to expand USF's global presence and enrich educational opportunities for students pursuing degrees in finance and FinTech. Next, I want to tell you about the St. Pete Science Festival, which is returning next week. The annual St. Petersburg Science Festival is set for Saturday, February 8th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the USF St. Pete campus, along the waterfront and along Poynter Park. This free, family-friendly event celebrates science, technology, engineering, art, and math, known as STEAM, with interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Held in conjunction with Marine Quest, the open house for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Research Institute, attendees can explore both events seamlessly. It's a perfect opportunity for families to engage with the wonders of science and nature. You can find out more at stpetescifest.org. Next, I want to tell you about Pinellas County Schools Leadership Summit. On January 30th, Pinellas County Schools held their third annual Student Leadership Summit that brought hundreds of Pinellas County School students to campus. Students from various elementary, middle, and high schools participated in team-building activities and engaged with district leaders, including the superintendent, Kevin Hendrick. The summit, organized in collaboration with Pinellas Access to Higher Education, focused on leadership skills and promoting digital responsibility among students. And that's all we've got for this week for the Bulls by the Bay news update. Stay tuned for more news and events from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and you can always visit www.stpetersburg.usf.edu/news to see the latest. I'm Karen Neesmith, wishing you a wonderful week ahead.